Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and what a treat to have Wynton Marsalis, trumpeter, composer, artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center, join us for our final segment today. The occasion is the concert that the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis will give tonight on an unusual stage, Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. Behind us is a classic Duke Ellington solo piano version of his song Black Beauty. Relevant to the event. We will explain why in a minute. Let's listen to a few seconds just for the joy of it. And Wynton Marsalis is here now, along with Susan Olson, Woodlawn Cemetery historian. Thank you both. Welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And Wynton, give us the basics. Why a concert at Woodlawn Cemetery?
Well, I think I'm going to let Susan explain that we're celebrating our 150th anniversary, and she'll break it down.
It's the 150th anniversary of the cemetery, and we're known internationally for the jazz greats that are buried there. So we decided we'd call the best jazz band in the land to see if they'd come help us celebrate. And Mr. Marsalis said yes, so they're going to be there tonight.
There's a part of the cemetery known as the Jazz Corner.
That's correct. It's all based around where Duke Ellington is buried. The traditional request at Woodlawn is to be as close to Duke as possible.
So in death as in life, Wynton, he kind of drew a crowd, huh?
Yeah, I love it. Being from New Orleans, my great-uncle also was a stonecutter for the cemeteries there. So I grew up with stone and cutting. It's a part of our tradition to celebrate death with life. We put both of them together, and it gives life its gravitas and also its sweetness, the fact that we all know we're going to pass makes us treasure and value this time, and it makes all of our experiences more extreme. And we're honored to be. Of course, our program is founded in the music of Duke Ellington. So.
And your team sent us a list of some of the songs that you might play tonight, and Ellington's Black Beauty, still in the background here, was on it. And he wrote that for someone else from long ago who's buried at Woodlawn. Wynton, will you give us a little of that history?
Florence Mills. We're also doing Concerto for Cootie. Which Cootie is there too, and Cootie, Alabama.
Don't jump ahead; it's coming.
Alabama trumpet player, and you know we also have some pieces that we're probably going to play that are not on the list that you have of Duke Ellington's from Duke Ellington's New Orleans Suite.
But let's do a little history here of people who our listeners maybe don't know, because in 1927, Florence Mills, who this song is for, had what was called at the time the largest funeral in Harlem history. What was it like, and why was she such a star, Susan?
She was considered the Blackbird of Harlem. She was the queen of happiness. She was a stage star in a pivotal play called Shuffle Along, which was really a time period when the African-American community emerges on the white stage. And all of a sudden, we have mixture, as far as entertainment goes, of audiences and performers. And she was just so talented. Bojangles taught her how to dance, that when Florence Mills passed away, 150,000 people lined the streets of Harlem. And an airplane flew over Woodlawn, dropping rose petals on her grave. It was just a pivotal moment. People went to funerals back then and did things right. You know, now we just watch it on our computer as opposed to doing the good thing.
And another tune that Wynton and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra might play tonight by another American music legend buried at Woodlawn, W.C. Handy, sometimes known as the father of the blues. That tune is this, the St. Louis Blues. And maybe W.C. Handy tied the record, Susan, according to what I saw on your site, for biggest funeral in Harlem history in 1958, 31 years later than Florence Mills, because I read that 150,000 people jammed the streets to get a glimpse of his hearse.
Yes, and Handy, of course, Cootie Williams played at Handy's funeral, following the jazz tradition of people playing for the people that inspired them. And, you know, there's nothing better than a jazz funeral, except for, you know, it's tragic, it's sad, but the celebration is remarkable.
And let's keep listening to the legends. How many fast lines do they have going at the same time there in King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, the Dipper Mouth Blues, Wynton Marsalis? I think that recording may actually be from 1923. Is that possible?
That's right, 23.
The Dipper Mouth Blues. I'm afraid to ask, what's Dipper Mouth?
Dipper Mouth is a nickname there for Louis Armstrong. But it was interesting. Susan was talking about the fact that Cootie Williams played at W.C. Handy's funeral, and Florence Mills and Shuffle Along and all of this fantastic history. It's all the people making a transition from minstrelsy to vaudeville to a more mature stage voice. And Shuffle Along still had a lot of elements of minstrelsy, but the type of training that we saw in the greatest American entertainers like Bob Hope and Red Skelton, that generation of great, and even Judy Garland was kind of the tail end of that, of people that came through the vaudeville tradition, learned how to dance, sing, how to act. And when Shuffle Along came on the stage, it was shocking for Broadway to have something that was I'm going to say somewhat serious in today's eyes, but back then it was considered extremely serious for black performers to be doing that. And King Oliver had left New Orleans and he went to Chicago and was part of the movement of accepting jazz as a serious art. And when the younger musicians, including Benny Goodman, heard Louis Armstrong, who was playing second cornet on this track. Well, this is King Oliver's solo that we're hearing in the background, our famous with him crying on his horn. When he first heard Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Baby Dies, Johnny Dies, they thought, wow, this is a very serious art form and a way to play. The Creole Jazz Band put these tracks out and they signaled jazz to be the type of art that it has proven to be.
And he is known to jazz historians as Louis Armstrong's mentor.
He was Louis Armstrong's mentor, but even more importantly, he was hired to be the hot trumpet in Manuel Perez's band, Onward Brass Band, after Buddy Bolden. So King Oliver is actually the closest trumpeter we have in sound to the originator of jazz, a man named Buddy Bolden, who did not record.
And Susan, from a Woodlawn perspective, I read that his grave went unmarked from his death in 1938 until 1994, correct?
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of the early jazz greats at Woodlawn or part of the jazz community are still in unmarked graves. James Reese Europe's wife is in an unmarked grave. But it was the New Jersey Jazz Society that realized King Oliver was at Woodlawn, and they stepped up to the plate and got a monument for him. The Duke Ellington Society bought the memorial for Sonny Greer. So our jazz fans are tremendously loyal to their inspirations, and they take care of making sure that they're remembered.
More Ellington, please. Here's your concerto for Cootie.
That's it.
Want to talk about this in historical terms a little bit?
Well, Duke liked to appropriate these forms from traditional Western forms. Like you can hear what they just played is in a straight note, straight eighth note feel. Dee do 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 dee dee do. Normally we swing. Dee do 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 dee dee do dee dee do. Now they're swinging. So he juxtaposes a straight eighth note feel to the swing feel. And as a concerto, just a dialogue between a soloist and an ensemble. In this case, you can hear trumpet, ensemble. The trumpet, not ensemble, comes back in. And it also juxtaposes the kind of sweet sound of a trumpet player singing and playing a plunger mute, which is a vocal thing that he's playing now, with open bravura trumpet. So if the track keeps playing, you're going to hear him open his trumpet up. Now this is a plunger mute. He's like he's talking now. See, they answered him. Ooh, Cootie, Alabama. Now, as we go on, Cootie Williams also wrote Around Midnight with Thelonious Monk. And now, he goes back to the original trumpet that he's playing real sweet, kind of closed, plunging mute. And in about 20 seconds, he's going to go to open trumpet.
And he's buried at Woodlawn, too, Cootie Williams?
Yes, he is. And one of the wonderful things was his wife, who just loved him dearly. And Woodlawn has a map of the famous folks. We've always done this from the earliest of times. In her letter saying, please, please put Cootie on the map. And he is on our map of stars that are at Woodlawn now, along with Coleman Hawkins. His family will be there tonight. And it's just wonderful how the jazz families have shared so many personal stories with the staff at Woodlawn. Really great people.
Okay, if you notice now, his trumpet is open. sorry.
Open, meaning no mute in there, mute. Altering the sound.
It's bravura playing now. It's another whole style. Going to be played tonight by the great Ryan Kaiser.
And
so that's going to be a great performance.
Cootie there, you said along with, did you say Coleman Hawkins? The great saxophone player. With probably his most famous tune, Body and Soul. Susan, are all these jazz legends buried in a closely connected part of the cemetery, all in the so-called jazz corner, this one corner?
Actually, we sort of have two jazz corners, where the early jazz greats are, and then the folks that, you know, whose names are more recognizable today. Max Roach is near Miles Davis, is near Jackie McLean and Illinois Jacquet. Woodlawn opens a section at a time. And this recent section that we opened about 8 years ago brought us new individuals that knew they could be buried right near Duke and Miles, and Lionel Hampton is to the left of them. So everyone is there right together.
So there's kind of a Duke-oriented section and a Miles-oriented section?
No, there's the Duke-Miles section, and then there's the W.C. Handy King-Oliver section. One of the folks we discovered back in the W.C. Handy section was Clyde Hart, who was an early piano player that played with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. And were it not for Vincent Gardner with the orchestra, I wouldn't have known anything about Clyde Hart. But when you've got somebody who loves bebop, these guys are willing to share the history with you. And so it was taking his bebop classes where I learned all about Clyde Hart.
I wasn't ready for you today, Susan. I love it. As Vincent Gardner is a fantastic trombonist, historian, arranger, got such unbelievable originality, and also an easy historian, and also a great singer. He has so many skills, and he's also the son of a jazz musician, and his mother's choir director at the church. So.
What do you think about this idea of jazz musicians wanting to be buried near their musical heroes rather than near their grandfathers or something?
I think that we're in the family of man, and I don't, the kind of tribal aspect of family and stuff. That's a hallmark of some of the biggest wars and battles we've had. Jazz music is not really. It's not really about that. Our music is about us coming together. A lot of times your relationship with a musical hero and the type of love that you will share with them is can be deeper than family bonds.
Have you made your wishes known?
I don't want to be scattered up to the... There's a big cow pasture out in the Midwest. I want to be scattered over that.
Not over New Orleans?
Another Crescent City. They won't. They have many more important. We have so many great people. They won't miss me.
I think it's time for the Miles section of the program. Milestones. Why this out of all the Miles Davis that you might play tonight at Woodlawn Cemetery?
Okay, that's more, I think it's 58 more.
Sorry.
That particular recording is from the 50s. They recorded it also in the 60s. Because just that's a piece that we have a good Gerald Wilson big band arrangement of it. Miles' music is not only Gil Evans did a lot of orchestral settings from, but Gil used a lot of bassoons and flutes and instruments that we don't have an abundance of, French horns. But also, this was a signature piece for Miles, moving into a modal style of playing. It's what the great Septetti had with Coltrane and with Cannonball Adderley, Philly Joe. And it's a signature piece for him. Many musicians began to imitate that way of playing. And this is one of the very first pieces that showed musicians how to play on one chord.
And I want to sneak one more in here because Celia Cruz, also buried at Woodlawn. Is there a Latin jazz Woodlawn Cemetery corner?
No, but we have Carlos Enriquez playing tonight. And he, of course, played with her as a young man. He's a Bronxite. He's coming back to the Bronx. And so somebody's got to lead some Celia Cruz.
Right. And he wrote a fantastic arrangement of El Rabito Moderno. And he's a fantastic arranger, fantastic composer, and a historian also. Knows so much about the music.
So Susan Olson, Woodlawn Cemetery historian, and Wynton Marsalis playing tonight at Woodlawn with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Regular tickets are sold out, I understand, Susan?
Yes, we had people reserve online. We've reached capacity, but we might have some people not show up. So if you're brave enough to take the four to the end and there's room in the grass, we'll let you in.
How much are the regular tickets, if there are any still available?
Oh, it's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yes, the whole thing about this was we know that the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra wants to share with New York City. We want people to come to the cemetery, and we want them to listen to jazz. So we invited the world to come on over to the Bronx. Right.
And we want to thank the Dalio Family Foundation. The Dalio Foundation made it possible for us to come out, and Ray's father was a jazz musician. So it's all in the family.
And his wife's a lot owner.
Oh, you are something.
And we will take everybody out with some Wynton doing Duke. Thank you both very much. What a treat. It sounds like an awesome time tonight.
We're going to have a wonderful time. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.